The Republic of Chad in North Central Africa will soon be holding presidential elections that could potentially lead to a change in leadership that will be crucial to democracy in Chad. Following the government's execution of opposition leader Yahya Dillo's family and his subsequent disappearance, several parties have decided to boycott the election. But 10 candidates still remain in the run for presidency, including the current president, Idriss Deby Itno, who's been in power since 1990. Bageshri Saviasachi asked civil society expert Abdelkarim Al-Habu whether Chad's sitting president deserves to be re-elected.
He's been in power for 30 years. That's a long time to be president in a very volatile region of the world. It should be noted also that from 1990, when he arrived in power, 1992, 2008. So that's almost 20 years where he had to fight several rebellions within the country. And so the country has been at war, internal war, civil war, for almost 20 years. You can't necessarily expect a country that's in war, that's in a state of pandemic war, to be also well-run and to have an eye for social justice. And even though we all wish we had that, but in the real world, at least in Chad, it was very hard to have both of, you know, like fighting rebellions and also having a well-maintained judicial system and fairness and equality.
So what you're saying is that the president has had to deal with a fair share of internal crises. But what about external forces? Could you tell me a bit more about that?
After those rebellions ended, we've had the Boko Haram crisis. So we had to grapple with terrorism in our own soil. And plus Chad decided to intervene in Mali and in neighboring countries to fight Al-Qaeda in the Sahel. So you can say he's been the worst president. You can say he's been the best president. He tried to do, I guess, his best with the parts that he had in hand. That's not to justify also the real concern, especially within the civil society, that we have issues of corruption, we have issues of injustice. We also have a very fragile state because we're almost half and half Muslims and Christians. We are maintaining a peaceful collaboration between those two big communities, but it's something that's people need to watch out for, not to have the same experience as in Sudan, where the South sort of cut itself out of the country.
And could you possibly put into perspective how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected people in Chad?
Well, it affected Chad just like it affected many or most countries in the world. I mean, we've had curfews and the airport was shut down. You know, like, it's a country that is still dependent a lot on foreign investment, on foreign aid. And the fact that humanitarian workers couldn't do necessarily what they needed to do in order to provide relief for refugees, because we have almost 400,000 refugees from the Darfur crisis in the east. We have refugees from the west because of the Boko Haram crisis. We've got lots of people also in the north running from Libya, trying to find shelter in Chad. And the southern border, we have the Central African Republic that's also in turmoil. So we've got lots of refugees from our southern border as well. So with all that, the COVID pandemic sort of put another halt, but really decreased the help that Chad and also its partners would provide to those beneficiaries, to this population in need. Not counting the Chadian people themselves, you know, because Chad is also one of the poorest countries in the world.
Right.
And it's also one of the countries that welcomes a lot of refugees on its soil. So the COVID pandemic was very hard for many Chadians, whether they live in cities or in rural areas, and also for the refugee population.
Regardless of the result of these elections, what are some issues that the next president must address, in your opinion?
To be very frank and very basic with you, I mean, Chadians are still hungry. Chadians don't have running water. They still drink dirty water. Chadian youth are dying because of malnutrition, because of malaria, because of diseases such as cholera. We really have dire issues, urgent issues in terms of health, in terms of education, but also in terms of the environment. I mean, the desert is advancing. We have desertification. People are cutting trees. Those are the real issues, you know, in terms of what we are dealing with and what the next president should address.
And what do you think is the best way to address these issues?
Whoever wins the next election I think they need to put in place an independent platform where the government is at ease, but also the democratic opposition is at ease, you know, and where we can actually have open forums and talk about the real issues here and have those issues be dealt with and also be monitored by independent organizations, whether they may be African organizations or on a broader way, international organizations, because there is a real trust issue between the two sides. And without external monitoring capacity, I think it would be very hard for us to trust one another.
Abdelkarim Alhabu, civil society expert based in Chad, ending that report by Bageshi Saviasachi.